Welcome to GW HealthCast. Joining us today is Dr. Wayne Olin. He's an associate professor at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, and he's the director of interventional and endovascular neurosurgery at the George Washington University Hospital. He's here to discuss degenerative spine conditions and treatment options.
I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Wilner. Welcome, Dr. Olin.
Thank you, Dr. Olin. It's a privilege to be here.
Dr. Olin, I'm a neurologist, and I see a lot of patients with neck and back pain. Some of them need surgery, although frankly, I'm not always sure which patients need surgery and when it should be done. I look forward to learning about new surgical approaches at George Washington University Hospital that might help my patients.
Look forward to talking to them about you. You know, these days, people are really trying to seek out less invasive ways of treating things, and technology has been really good about providing different options for people, especially as people get older, long recoveries, inpatient procedures, staying in the hospital, having options that might not require those things have been really helpful and nice to keep in our arsenal.
Right. So that's all under the umbrella, I guess, of what they call minimally invasive surgery. Is that right?
That's correct, sir. So most of what we're talking about and what we do with respect mostly to what we call the degenerative spine is same day, no stitches, maybe a Band-Aid. Patient goes home, you know, an hour to two after the procedure. And on top of that, most of the time experience life-changing relief almost immediately.
So almost drive-through. They just have to stop for a couple hours and get the procedure done and off they go home.
Yeah, they don't even have to slow, you know, drive-through. They just slow down long enough to let us treat them and then they can keep on going.
So how does a patient know when they need surgery? That would seem to be important.
Well, first and foremost, it's interesting. When people start telling you that the discomfort that they have is enough that they need a procedure done, you sort of know you need to do something. And what we're trying to offer is less invasive opportunities for patients to get full recovery. And especially in these areas where the treatment options may not have been great going forward surgically, to have non-surgical or minimally invasive options has really opened the door for a lot of patients to get treated and get, you know, pain relief and have recovery and get their life back that might not have had it available prior.
Give me an example of a procedure that you do today that 10 years ago either was done very rarely or didn't even exist.
Well, I'll back it up maybe about 15 years, but vertebral augmentation has been a life-changing procedure for patients who have osteoporotic compression fractures. There's no question about it. These patients, the old standard of care was to brace these people, just put them in a brace and send them on the way, which the data supports. This is not empiric. The data supports, which is absolutely the worst thing you can do for someone with osteoporosis. If you put that person in a brace, all that happens is their osteoporosis gets worse and their mortality goes up. So the ability to give them back their life almost immediately, and on top of that, prevent subsequent fracture by doing that, is the data-driven results that we're looking for and we're getting every day now. So it's really been life-changing. And these are done with minimal anesthesia. So you don't have to put people to sleep. The risks are really, really insignificant. And these patients do great. I mean, we've treated patients, you know, where people would have thought they're significantly too old to have procedures, but they were active in their lifestyle and gotten them back to their life the next day.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it also seems to me, you know, a lot of the risk of surgery, you know, isn't really, you know, bleeding to death. It's the risk of anesthesia, of infection, of getting substance dependence from painkillers. And it sounds like all those risks kind of fade away if you can get this done quickly with a tiny, tiny little incision that just requires a Band-Aid and not much post-op pain.
Absolutely. We're removing a lot of what we call the perioperative risks. as well. And then our image guidance is so good that we see everything we're doing. These are done in, you know, angio suites with biplane fluoroscopic imaging that's in the real time. So we see every single second and everything we're doing. So it's been, you know, the technology has been really favorable for us to be able to provide this kind of relief for these patients.
So you with this technology, you literally have X-ray vision while you're operating. Is that right?
Without having to wear the glasses, that's exactly right.
And patients can go to work or do whatever they were doing the next day?
Yeah, there really are not a lot of limitations on what we do, especially with this procedure. If the patient has it done 2 to 3 hours after the procedure, the fixation of that vertebral body makes that vertebral body innately stronger than all the patient's other vertebral bodies. So
they're even better when they come out than when they came in.
At that level, that's true. At that level, that's absolutely true.
Fantastic. Dr. Lin, anything you'd like to add before we close?
No, just that it's a real privilege to talk to you. And, you know, educating patients and referring physicians is key to providing new therapies and letting people know that we're available and here to help them. And anybody has any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out.
Thank you very much. Dr. Olin, this has been a terrific discussion. It's really, it's nice to know that there are proven techniques, new techniques, for effective and less painful spine surgery, which can help patients live more active lives.
Thank you, sir. It was a privilege being here.
Thank you for joining us on GW HealthCast. To schedule an appointment, please call 1-888-GW-DOCS. Or visit gwhospital.com for more information or to get connected with one of our providers. Please also remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other fascinating podcasts from the George Washington University Hospital Library. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the George Washington University Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Individual results may vary. There are risks associated with any procedure. Speak with your physician about these risks to find out if surgical procedures are right for you.